Welcome back, friends. This is the Waste Free Journey podcast. I'm your host, Steffi. And today I want to talk about NFTs, Bitcoins, and other cryptocurrencies and their impact on our climate. Recently, I have been wondering more often when I charge my phone, when I upload pictures and videos to the cloud, when I watch Netflix or use any streaming services, what is the carbon footprint and what is my impact on climate change? And there are not a lot of numbers what exactly one stream or one movie that you download amounts in, but voices recently got louder about the new trend NFTs and cryptocurrencies and their impact on the environment. And I want to tell you a little bit about NFTs first. NFTs are non-fungible tokens. They allow you to buy and sell ownership of a unique digital item and to also keep track of who owns them by using blockchain technology. NFTs can be basically anything: digital drawings, GIFs, tweets, songs, videos. And not too long ago, one NFT was sold by the digital artist known as Beeple. And this piece of art was sold for $69 million. And a number like this, of course, gets a lot of attention. To explain you a little bit about what happens when an artist uploads a piece of art, as soon as they click on a button to mint this piece of art, a process is starting that is known as mining, a word that you probably know from cryptocurrency. This process involves complex puzzles, something that needs a lot of computer power to solve, and therefore NFTs create a large carbon footprint because of all the computer power, the server, they suck a lot of energy, and most of this energy does not come from renewable sources. When you sell an NFT, you get paid in a cryptocurrency called Ethereum. And the amount of money you get for it pretty much depends on its fluctuation rate. And of course, that depends on its popularity. Basically, I was reading in one news article when Elon Musk is tweeting about something, then the price just goes way up. And NFTs is something that a lot of big news outlets have been picking up, and there was a lot of talk about it. And of course, also many opportunities for people to make a lot of money and to speculate on the future prices of NFTs. You can see now, once again, it's all about money. I'm always kind of fascinated when I do my research and I get to know a specific topic that I maybe don't have a lot of knowledge about. In the end, if I find some issues, it's always about money. It's about the value of something. It's about someone getting rich of it and someone, you know, the opposite, someone losing a lot of money. And my favorite quote regarding this topic is from David Wallace Wells, who wrote the book The Uninhabitable Earth. "We all lived for money, and that is what we died for." So I'm not saying that the planet will die because of cryptocurrency, but it's definitely a contributor to carbon emission and therefore climate change. At the moment, Ethereum, the cryptocurrency, is estimated to annually consume 45 terawatt hours of electrical energy, which is comparable to their yearly power consumption of countries like Qatar and Hungary. Bitcoin's annual consumption is estimated to be around 78 terawatt hours. The people who believe in Bitcoin say that it will be the currency of the future. Purely electronic, it can freely cross borders anonymously without oversight of a authority, a country, doesn't have to compete with other currencies. And therefore, a lot of people invest in it, in mining Bitcoins. If you do any research on this topic, you will also find a lot of people saying that it is not true that it creates a lot of carbon emission, and that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, your NFTs, are not as bad as they're portrayed by environmentalists. And what you can also find is that there is something like a carbon offset, which basically means that the company who's offering a carbon offset invests money into renewable energy or any other sustainable projects to offset their carbon footprint. But I'm really skeptical about it, although this is a whole topic for another episode. It can also be a justification for companies to release more carbon with new factories or with new methods, telling you as consumer that they're carbon neutral, but in fact they release carbon, and a carbon offset can take a long period. It can take months, years. And this is time that we just don't have if we want to stay under 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming. And this is actually something that companies claim a lot, that they will just balance out their harmful emissions in the future, because no one really can look into the future. But be very careful if you see claims like this, because it's often just a way to make you feel better purchasing their products. Back to NFTs, you will probably also find claims that they're not that bad. And their large footprint is partially due to the many transactions involved, like the mining, canceling, making sales, transferring ownership, and so on. But this fact doesn't make it okay to own them or sell them. And of course, I know a lot of artists just want to survive. They need money and they want to sell their art with NFTs. But you can also see in the news recently, a lot of artists and studios decided to stop selling NFTs or not going on the market. Now you might ask yourself, how does it matter if a few artists decide to not sell NFTs? Because, hey, still 71% of the world's emission is attributed to just 100 companies. If you look at these 100 companies, you will see that almost all of them are oil companies, and we are pretty much dependent on their oil if we want to fly, if we want to take our car. Plastic is made from fossil fuels, so we contribute as well. And the more we decide to make a switch to, for instance, electric cars, not saying that they're 100% better, to taking the bike or not buying plastic anymore, we already signal to these companies that we want to stop them to use fossil fuels. Like I always say, consumers have a lot of power. Our decision impacts the market. And by raising demand for NFTs, more people want to jump on this NFT bandwagon, and more energy consumption is created. And I want to remind you that most of the get-rich-quick schemes might work and be good for your own wealth, but they're not good for the planet, and we need this planet for our future. So let me know what you think about cryptocurrencies, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday. See you next week.